Oh, man, it's such an honor to have this one on the show. Welcome back, Lita Ford.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Everybody's happy.
Yes, very happy. My tail's wagging right now.
Lita Ford playing the Norwalk Oyster Festival tomorrow night. She's on stage at 8. We want to thank Mike Riley, the chairman of the Oyster Festival, for arranging the interview and doing such a great job with the Oyster Festival.
Thanks, Mike.
Do you like oysters, Lita?
Yeah, I do. I eat everything, anything, you know. I've been on the road for so many years now. You kind of just went in Rome, do like the Romans do, you know.
What's in your rider in terms of food backstage?
We have the healthiest rider ever on the planet.
Really?
It's so dumb. Oh, yeah, all the leafy greens, avocados, fresh fruit. You know, I'm a big veggie head. I love my veggies.
Gotcha.
So,
I remember we did a show with Jethro Tull, and he had a similar rider for food.
Right.
It was all like vegetables and all these things.
Yeah.
And then Martin Baer, the guitar player.
Yeah.
He sneaks over to us when Ian wasn't around and he goes, "You guys got any real food?"
Right. He wanted a hamburger.
We're like, yeah, come over here. The pizza's over here.
I got a guy, come over here.
Well, we have all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, we've been back and forth, you know, with all kinds of crazy stuff. But I just, I love my veggies. Our drummer, Bobby Rock, is a vegan. And he loves a good salad. And I put together salads for our crew. And everybody enjoys it.
How cool is that?
So you guys all graze instead of actually eat.
Yeah, well, we got meats, deli meats, and we also get hot food and stuff. But, I mean, some days it's just like you get nothing. Some days they just give you a $50 bill, and then they expect for you to eat. And there's nowhere to go. There's nothing to buy. It's like, well, what do you want me to do with this?
Yeah, seriously.
I need to eat.
Yeah, and $50 is not a lot to eat on.
Yeah, get Uber Eats over here right now, damn it.
Yeah, right? I know it. It's crazy, but... You know, it's just the riders are funny. I used to travel with my dogs. I had two little dogs.
What were their names?
With me for 10 years, Rascal and Choosy.
Choosy,
and
they like
Choosy. She was the Choose.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
But we had pepperoni sticks on the rider, and one day they weren't pepperoni. They were some other brand that came in these clear wrappers. And one of my roadies was eating them. And I walked by and I looked at him and he looked at me and he goes, "Are these for humans?"
They are now. Hey, I've eaten the pepperoni. They're not very tasty at all.
Yeah, but these aren't even pepperonis. They were something else. It was a different brand.
Probably tasted better because pepperoni tastes like, well, you don't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Well, I don't know, but... But it's funny. I mean, the riders are just hysterical.
Lita Ford is on. She's playing Norwalk Oyster Festival tomorrow on stage at 8. We're linked up at WPLR.com. There's a meet and greet option available, apparently.
Yeah, it's limited to 30 people because, you know, we can't do tons and tons of people. But you can buy a meet and greet at the merch booth. And the whole band will sign a picture for you and, you know, hover around you. And
including you?
Selfies. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, because that's really,
if I'm
buying a meet and greet, I want some Lita time with Lita.
Right.
Yeah, well, everybody's got their thing. They want to meet the drummer. They want to meet the bass player. They want to meet Lita. You can meet all of us all at the same time.
And get that picture
signed.
It's
a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get a few other bits and pieces that come in with the deal.
How old were you when you thought you wanted to be a musician, and how did that all happen?
You know, I was 11 years old, and, you know, it just happened. It wasn't like I had to go take lessons or mommy teach, you know, hire me a guitar teacher or something. I just learned, and because I think it was just my destiny.
Was there a record or something that you heard and said, I have to do that?
What I want to do.
Or a band?
Well, I went to my first concert. I was 13, and it was Black Sabbath at the Long Beach Arena.
Oh, damn.
Okay. And I walked in and went, whoa, I got to do this.
It was Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And then, fast forward, you're doing a duet with Ozzy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That had to be mind-blowing. Were you guys in the studio at the same time doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Sharon was my manager at that time.
Okay.
And then I had Mike Chapman. Mike Chapman is a huge record producer. He's written and produced mostly everybody's favorite songs. You don't even know. But it's Mike Chapman. And Ozzy and I went in and recorded it. He put a plexiglass sheet between us. So we sang it face to face with the plexiglass in front of us.
What was that to separate the sound on the mic so you could mix it, or so you don't get spit in your face?
Right.
Yeah, well.
I don't think my breath is bad. Is my breath bad?
Is that bad blood?
Get the plexiglass wall. His breath stinks.
it's all fogging up.
Yeah, no. No, it's just to separate the sound, you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's the excuse they gave you.
That's one of those songs you had to have known when you were doing it that this was going to be massive. Like the first time I heard it, I'm like, okay.
What is this?
Chills.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, Ozzy was the number one best male vocalist in the country at the time. And I was the number one best female vocalist in the country at the time.
According to...
Just a lot of rock and roll magazines rock and roll polls. So it kind of was a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Put two together.
It's like Wonder
it really
Twin Powers.
Accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What? Absolutely.
It was an accident?
Do it all by yourself. Yeah, because Ozzy came to the studio with Sharon. We were recording. He came to the studio, and we ended up writing this song. He didn't come there to write. It wasn't a scheduled writing session. It was just, hey, we're going to stop by. Okay. And next thing I know, Sharon left, and she left Ozzy there, and we ended up writing this song.
Right.
Now, watch Ozzy. Why don't you go down? Just watch Ozzy for a moment. Don't I talk about mini.
Yeah. Which Ozzy was it? Was it like whacked out crazy bat biting Ozzy, or it was a polite gentleman? Let's record and get down to work, Ozzy.
He was a polite gentleman.
Okay. Right. He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a vision. He came in with that he said to me, I see myself standing on top of a mountain, looking out over the world with my eyes closed. And I thought, oh, wow, okay, got it.
That's a York Peppermint Patty commercial. I'm standing there, and I feel the rush.
Some people would have taken it in that direction. Right. Lita took it into close my eyes forever. Wow.
Yeah,
so he had the vision of how he saw him, and then you wrote that from that.
Yeah.
Wow.
We both did. We both sat in a little room with some instruments and played guitars and sang and and wrote it.
That's wild.
Yeah,
wow.
Crazy, huh?
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
That's a song, you know, you have a real collection of songs that will live forever.
Yep.
And that, as a musician, when you think about all of the people on the planet who have picked up a guitar, would love to get a recording contract, and then get a recording contract. Like, you have a handful of songs, you know, a collection of songs that will live forever.
Yeah. So you have achieved. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't ask for more.
No.
We do. We have some cool songs, and we're working on a new record. We just have to master it and finalize some paperwork with the record company, and it should be out You know, it's supposed to be out by September, but I'm thinking maybe Halloween at the latest.
That's a good time. That's a good time.
I mean, it's a Halloween record, I think.
Excellent.
Where do you live? Do you live on the East Coast, West Coast?
Well, I've lived all over the place, but I really like the desert. There's something really cool and sexy about living in the desert.
Mm, yeah.
I'm going to invite you to the studio with your new album when it's done to be DJ.
Oh, cool.
And we'll just sit here and we'll play it.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. I'd love that.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Let's do it. So you guys coming to the Oyster Festival?
Tomorrow? We are at another festival.
Yeah.
But there are half the radio station will be there.
Okay. So they got you covered.
Yes, they got it covered.
Yeah. Do they have oysters?
You know, I'm going to look at that.
Seriously. Yeah.
I would think they have oysters.
I would think so, yes.
No, not only do they have oysters, they have the best oysters, right. And then they bring in shuckers from all over the Northeast to just keep opening those oysters so they're all fresh.
These are shucker pros.
No way.
Yeah, they do.
No way.
They get all these people who win, like, shucking contests.
Yeah.
And they pay them and bring them in to open the oysters.
Wow.
Yeah, because I stabbed my hand every single time.
How cool is that?
Yeah. No, it's real cool. Yeah. You're going to love it, by the way. Mike Riley and his staff do such a great job at that Oyster Festival. It's, by the way, legendary.
It is.
Legendary.
Oh, wow. I love that story.
Well, Lita.
Well, I'm not going to try and open one because it'll be a spinal tap.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
You hurt your hand? No.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever injured your hand, like, right before a show?
Always. I'm always hurting myself.
Oh, we're gloves.
Yeah. I'm a klutz.
Oh, I'm with you.
I know, right?
Yeah, the ER knows my name.
Watch out for sharp knives.
Yep.
So they wrap you in plastic before a gig?
Right. Don't let her out.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's just par for the course.
Whoops.
Lita Ford. Coming to the Norwalk Oyster Festival tomorrow night, and there are a limited amount of meet and greet options available. You can inquire at the merch booth.
Yes.
And I would, if I were doing it, I would bring that picture of you straddling the guitar, straddling the guitar. You remember this picture I'm talking about?
Do I have clothes on?
Not really.
I remember.
It's basically you were wearing a guitar. I have looked at that picture many hours in my youth.
Oh, you naughty boy.
I know. I sound like a perv now.
Naughty. In a good way.
That's the picture I would bring. Right. That's all I'm saying. I would download that picture. I'd print it out. Then I'd go to the merch booth, and I would be there and say, can you sign this for me?
Would you mind?
Well, we're not signing personal items, although I may have to sign that poster.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, yeah. That's like the Farrah Fawcett poster. It's an iconic picture of Lita Ford.
Right. You make an exception for that one. Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember Paulina Poroskova with the snake?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And all she had on was that snake.
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
Right. Was that before your picture or after your picture with the guitar?
Yeah, did she steal from you?
I don't know.
Because that picture with the guitar, I think that I'm sure a lot of people saw it and said, I want to copy that idea.
Right, it'll be that guitar.
It's just you with the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, I was listening to Out for Blood the other day, which was my 1982 release. And we did the video, and in 1982, I didn't have any pants on when I did the video. I had on a G-string and a jacket. And then later on, we did Kiss Me Deadly. And Kiss Me Deadly, I had on, I think, a G-string and a little workout top. And I had knee pads because I did slides across the floor.
Right.
And then soon after that, Cher came out with Turn Back Time, and she didn't have any pants on. She was in the black jacket and, you know, stomping around the deck of the ship.
She ripped you off.
And I'm like, geez, where did she get that idea?
Hmm.
And then something kind of funny also, in 1984, Blackie Lawless came out with no pants.
Yeah,
like, yay.
Yeah, we don't want to see that.
To see Blackie.
No one wanted to see that.
Yeah, no one wanted to see that, yeah.
I mean, I love Blackie, but it's just, you know, I just thought, you know, I think I might have started that trend.
Yeah, right. Well, if I see, I'll wear pants.
No, I 100% think you started that trend. And it was a very good trend.
Yes, and thank you for that, by the way.
And you should be traveling with those posters for these meet and greets.
Yeah.
That should be.
Folks will buy them.
Yeah.
I apologize if I sound like a perv, but that's an iconic picture.
It is.
Yeah, they're iconic. They are. And, you know, it's just, you got to start the trend somewhere, sometime, at some point in your life. And it's cool. It's a good thing. It's good to be the queen.
You are the queen.
Yes, the reigning queen.
Lita Ford playing the Norwalk Oyster Festival tomorrow night. We are linked up at WPLR.com. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
See you soon. Have a great day.
You too.